Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making mental list in my head of all of the things that I am grateful for. Early in the morning, the dawn of a new day, new hope, new dream, new way. I open up my eyes and I open up my mind and I wonder how life will surprise me today.
And a privilege to be with you on this cold evening. I hope you all had a chance to get out into this cold weather and move around. It was sunny and just a beautiful day to just be alive. And we're just thanking God for this wonderful, crisp, cold day. And I thank and praise God for each and every one of you that's on the call tonight. Listening to Here's to Your Health, brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. I am your host, your grateful host, Dr. Doris Moton Spruill. I am an ND. I am not a medical doctor. I am a naturopathic or a naturopathic doctor. And you may say, well, what does that mean, Dr. D, Dr. Doris? Whatever you affectionately want to call me is fine. It means that I use natural modalities such as prayer, and herbs and whole food and good water and exercise rather than synthetic drugs to help improve the body's intrinsic ability to heal and maintain itself. Because we know that's exactly what the body will do. It will heal and maintain itself. And we just have to give it some help every once in a while. Give it what it needs. Good water, good food. You know that I am a proponent of good alkaline water. It's nothing like it. It's the best water you can drink. And I am also, I'm a raw and living food instructor and chef. And I hold certifications in herbology and nutrition. I'm also a dried blood cell analysis. And I'm saying all that to say this. Your good health is my business. Your good health is my business. I want you to feel free to go to my website, www.yourgoodhealth.info. foryourgoodhealth.info. It's an educational website. It's a website where I do sharing and caring. And because I truly believe sharing is caring. When we care about each other, we share. You know, we're all networkers. A lot of times I meet people and they'll say, well, you know, I get to talking about networking opportunities, and they say, well, oh, well, I'm not a networker. I beg to differ. How many times have you told somebody about a restaurant, a store, a cleaner's, a car wash, a movie, anything? Did you share it with someone else? That's networking. And I am an awesome proponent for networking. I share. And for those that I've had the pleasure of doing business with, if I like you and the business communications or relationship was really good, you are on my sharing is caring page on my website. That's the way I roll. I do it like that. If I like you, I'm going to tell somebody else about you. If I don't, I'm going to pray about you, and I'm going to tell you. If I don't like your service, you're going to be the first one that I tell. And then I'll pray about it. But I'm not going to share you with anybody. Okay? I think that's fair. What do you think? I'm just sitting here enjoying a nice cup of ginger and garlic tea. Ginger and garlic is so awesome together. You know, both of them by themselves, they're just an awesome herb. But put them together. It's like a Muhammad Ali, and that's what I'm sipping on this evening. So go get your tea. Go get your pencil and your paper in case there's something said tonight that you might want to jot it down. But let's have a nice cup of relaxing tea together before we get ready to go to sleep and get some sweet sleep. Last week, you know, I talked about sleep, and it was so awesome how it was confirmed in the this little book I read. It's called The Daily Bread. One day this week, it confirmed, there was a passage confirmed about sleeping and how important it is for us to get really good sleep and how God made it so that while we're sleeping, he can do things like reorganize, the things in our certain information and stuff like that in our brain, and how it gives us a chance to refocus, regroup, and to heal. Remember I told you about the hormones? There's healing hormones that's released when we're sleeping, not when you're laying there watching TV, but when you're sleeping. It's awesome. That's why it's so important that we sleep. And it's important that you get between 8 and 8.5 hours of sleep every night consistently. Go to bed. There's all kinds of research to prove that a good, consistent sleep pattern is linked to longevity. Let your body recoup and heal itself when you sleep. That's why we sleep at night. Sleep. Get some sleep. Okay, moving right along. Listen, I want you guys to know that if you'd like to chime in tonight on anything, if you got something that maybe you'd like to share tonight, I want you to feel free to just press the number one on your telephone keypad, and I'd love to have you come in and share whatever it is. What's one of your remedies for staying away, keeping the cold and the flu bugs at bay? You know, we're hearing a lot about these old cold and flu bugs, and I know you guys know, all of you health enthusiasts that's been paying attention, about 2 or 3 months ago, Dr. D started saying it's time to boost those immune systems. It's time to get those immune systems boosted. So I know that a lot of you that's listening tonight, you're not going through that because you began to prepare for this winter season. We began to clean the body out. We did our winter cleanse. And then we just started to prepare the body. We're eating good foods. You're staying away from the white sugar and the white flour and all that kind of stuff. I know you're not doing any of that. And I can tell because I get a lot of emails from you saying how good you feel and how you're feeling good. And do you know what? I appreciate each and every email I get from you guys telling me that, you know, you appreciate the information that's given. And I want you to know, the information that's given on this show is for informational and educational purposes only, and it is not intended to be a substitute for medical advice by licensed physicians. I don't hold any punches, and I don't keep anything back in telling you guys that. I am not a medical doctor. Yay! Now, the hearer should consult a physician regularly in all matters relating to medical problems, especially in matters of diagnosing, treating, or curing disease or other physical and mental conditions. Okay? This information, the information that I give about the herbs and all of this and my garlic and ginger tea, it has not been verified by the American Medical Association nor the Food and Drug Administration. Now, I have to say that, okay? You guys know I have to say that. You know how lethal it is to, you know, try to proclaim that we do any diagnosing. Because you know what? I really don't do that anyway. I don't diagnose anything. I don't treat any symptoms. We just help to put the body back in harmony so that it'll do what it does so well. It'll heal itself. I don't have anything that will heal your body. Your body will heal itself if we just give it what it needs in order for it to do it. So that's where we are tonight. But we've been hearing a lot about the rise in coughs and colds and the influenza and various other types of respiratory ailments. And these conditions are typically the result of poor diet, low immunity, and the lack of natural sunlight exposure. It's important that we get sunlight during the winter months. And if you're not, I hope you're taking your vitamin D. You must take vitamin D. A lot of times people want to stay in during the winter months. Don't do that. Get out in the elements. Get out. Prepare yourself. I mean, don't run out there looking, you know, crazy and unprepared in garments that's not prepared for the winter months. Be prepared. I go out every day. It's not to do anything but to go out in my backyard and raise my hands and just say, I am now open and receptive to receive the abundance of the universe. Thank you, God. If it's just to go out in my backyard and let my minpin run around and I just watch her, and while I offer up a little prayer of gratitude, if it's no more than that, I don't always go somewhere, but just go out And then that way I get to breathe in some good, cold, clear air. And it's very important. It's very important you do that. So we want to make sure that we're getting natural sunlight exposure, especially on these days when it's cold, but it's sunny. It was so nice and sunny today. Didn't it make you feel good? I had, after my last client for the day, I said, you know what? I'm going to get gussied up, and I'm going to get out and float around like a butterfly today. I'm going to spread some love. And that's exactly what I got a chance to do. Now, among other things, but when you take care of yourself, you don't have to worry about coming down with those colds and nasty viruses and the bacteria and stuff like that. That won't be your fate, especially if you take proper preventative steps right now to avoid that. Now, I want to give you some foods and some spices that's going to help keep you free from all that old respiratory tract infection and colds and things like that during the winter months. You know, I do that every week. I give you some tips on herbs and spices and essential oils and different foods and things like that to help the body. Listen, these bodies belong to God, and we are responsible to take good care of them. He's going to hold us responsible for how we take care of these bodies. And yes, he is. But being that that's the case, he's responsible to show us what we need to take care of them and also to provide it. But we got to ask him. We got to seek, okay? So that's what I want you to do. Stop speaking. This is 2013. Stop speaking putting those old seeds out there that I can't afford this. I can't afford organic foods. I can't afford to eat. Like, stop it. Don't utter those words again at all. Remember, life and death is in the power of the tongue, and they that love it will eat the fruits thereof. If you say you can't afford to eat organic, you got what you're speaking. You're snared by the words of your mouth. Start speaking abundance. God is all there is. I'm a God woman, and my life is in divine order. What about yours? We got to speak it. We have got to start speaking better, and we'll find out that we'll begin to do better. Your life will follow your words. Stop speaking doom and gloom, and I can't do this, and I can't do that. Come on, let's do something better this year. Let's come up a little higher. Like I like the saying that Lincoln Mercury has. It says, reach higher. Let's reach higher this year, okay? Okay, now one herb I want to talk to you about tonight, it's called echinacea. I love echinacea. Echinacea has been a staple in natural medicine for hundreds of years because it possesses a unique immune-boosting compound that works almost immediately at the first sign of any kind of infection to stop it quickly. Echinacea is awesome. It's commonly referred to throughout history as a cure-all. It's a cure-all herb. And echinacea helps naturally boost the body's own natural levels of to help itself. The body will do what it's supposed to do. We just need to help it. And this it helps to boost the levels of propertin. And it's a chemical substance that activates the part of the immune system responsible for warding off all kinds of old bacteria and viruses. And echinacea can also help to reduce the severity of an existing cold or if you already are having flu-like symptoms. And it can help to quickly eliminate them. So if you have echinacea on hand, and you want to you want to alleviate a cold, or you feel something coming on. You know, a lot of times we'll say, I feel like I'm catching something. That's the time to hit it. Don't wait around. Don't play around with it. We have a caller coming from the 313 area code. Good evening, caller. Welcome to Here's to Your Health.
Are you talking to me now? Hello?
Yes, good evening. Welcome to Here's to Your Health.
Yes, right. Thank you.
How can we help you tonight?
I'd like to know the name of the product that you use to nip a cold in the butt.
The one I was just talking about?
Yeah, could you repeat that word or that, you know, the name of the medicine?
I most certainly can. It's
called the herb.
Uh-huh. It's called Echinacea. Echinacea.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So,
thank you.
How would I go about getting that stuff? I mean,
you contact me, Dr. Doris, and you can contact me via my email address. My email address is the letter Y is in yellow, B is in boy, P is in Paul, O is in orange, 411@yahoo.com. You can also go to my website, or either you can just simply give me a call at 734-895-1940, and I'd be more than happy to assist you in acquiring the herb Echinacea.
Yeah, I do have some other, other things that I want to, try to understand naturally. As far as for my emotions.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, just give me a call, and we can discuss that.
All right. Well, I thank you for your time.
Okay, and thank you for listening.
Okay, well, it's been an honor.
All right. Thanks so much. Okay, so
that was
Echinacea, and Echinacea is awesome. But then you guys know my favorite. Somebody chime in tonight and tell me my favorite. What is my favorite herb as far as boosting the immune system? I know somebody has got to know. Tell me what it is. Tell me what it is, and I will give you a one-ounce bottle of it. Tell me what Dr. Doris's favorite herb is, when it comes to boosting the immune system. Anybody know? Anybody? Going once, going twice, okay, it's gone. My favorite herb is astragalus. Now, you guys know, you hear me talk about this so much, astragalus. Astragalus is my unique herb. Well, no, not my unique herb, but it is a very unique herb. And not only do I use it to assist in lowering the blood pressure, but it's a powerful immune system builder. Unlike Echinacea, when you take Echinacea, you should only take it for a few days, no more than a week, and then kind of pull off of it. Because what Echinacea does, it gets on alert. It says that, the body is being poisoned. So it gets on high defense. But after it's like that for a certain length of time and it says, wait a minute, there's nothing happening, then it will relax or release. So astragalus is a herb that you can take every day. During the winter months, I take astragalus every single day. During those times when I'm around a lot of people, if I'm doing speaking engagements and I'm coming into a crowd of people, you never know if they have colds or what have you, then I keep my astragalus with me at all times. When I go to the gym, when I'm in the car, I take me a couple of hits of it. I put about 40 drops under my tongue and chew it. When I say chew it, that means to just let it mix with the mucus in your mouth with your saliva. Just let it mix with your saliva until it grows. You know, you start out with two little droppers full, and you got a little bit of saliva and the herb in your mouth, but then you got a nice ball of saliva and the herb, and then you swallow it down. It's ushered right into the bloodstream. Let it get all up under your tongue. And astragalus is a powerful herb. It's also a detoxifier. Astragalus is a cancer fighter. Yep. And it's included in a lot of healing formulas. It heals your whole body. It assists the entire body. This herb, I can't say enough about it. And you know, when I did the show concerning building your herbal arsenal for your arsenal chest, this is one of the first herbs that I talked about, and I do that every season, build in your herbal arsenal. Listen, we got to take control of our health. They're trying to put all these vaccines in us. Do you know that I got my hands on one of the inserts from the flu zone, the flu vaccine, and it's amazing. Remember when we had April Renee on the show and she was telling us about some of the things that's in vaccines, such as MSG, monosodium glutamate, antifreeze, formaldehyde, aluminum, lead, yeast, antibiotics, acetone, and you can always go to Renee's website. And her website is vicinfo.org, vicinfo.org, vacinfo.org. So, I mean, you got to know. We got to educate ourselves. And on this insert for this flu vaccine, it says, what are the ingredients in Fluzone? Intramol vaccine. Fluzone contains 3 killed flu viruses strains. It also has inactive ingredients, including formaldehyde. So we got to know what we're doing. You know, we don't have to be subject to the flu vaccine, but you got to take care of yourself. I have clients that come to me and they say, well, you know, I don't want to take this high blood pressure medication this doctor is trying to get me to take. And I said, well, if you don't want to take it, don't take it. But believe me, you better do something. Don't be ignorant of Satan's devices because it will drop you. You see, high blood pressure is not called the silent killer for nothing. You better do something. We have a call coming in from the 216 area code. Good evening, caller. Welcome to Here's to Your Health.
I say, how's it going?
Good. How are you this evening?
Okay. Yeah, I had a question. I want to know, what was your path from becoming a naturopath doctor?
Excuse me?
What was the path that you took to become a naturopath doctor?
Went to school first for herbology. I was interested in herbs, and I went to school to get my herbal extract specialist certification and was really interested even more after that and acquired my master herbalist and then went on to get my ND.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Are you interested?
Yeah, I already took a one-on-one, and I'm currently about to take 102, so I just was asking to see what steps, you know.
Mm-hmm. Have you had any herbal classes?
Yeah, I already took herbology 101, so.
Okay. And how do you like it?
Oh, it's real. It's real intriguing and interesting.
Yes, it is.
Especially when you just. They tell you stuff is uncurable, and they give you these, they introduce these herbs that's combined with other herbs to you know, heal your body, and the public is kept from this information. It's just it's amazing.
Isn't it amazing? I tell you, I'm so intrigued until I will always be a professional student. I will always be learning because there is so much to learn. I just watched a DVD. It's called Cut, Poison, and Burn. In the war on cancer, the disease is only half the battle. And it is phenomenal. I'm telling you, anyone that knows anyone that has had cancer or has had cancer or dealing with the issue of cancer, and all we do, we call it just bad cells, then I would suggest you take a look at this DVD because it is, it's phenomenal. Not only that one, there's other ones, Food Inc. and Eating Third Edition. And it's just amazing how, see, herbs have been around, I'm sure you know, herbs have been around for centuries. They
right.
were here before we were here. And
yeah,
when you think that there's, yeah, and when you think that there's even things, okay, like aspirin. One of the main components of aspirin is willow. But then they take it and they compound it with all these pharmaceuticals, and then you have aspirin. But now you can take willow, and willow won't, you'll have the same effects as aspirin without the side effects of bleeding, ulcers, and all this kind of stuff. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's just amazing. I love it. What herbal company do you do business with? What herbs do you use?
Oh, I'm a member of Pure Herbs.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Excelente. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Well, listen, is there anything you'd like to share with the audience tonight as far as, you know, some of the things that you have done this cold and flu season to, you know, help your clients or yourself herbally?
One thing I did doing a cleanse right now. It's important to do it like a fast, even if it's eaten like maybe once a day, or you could go, some people might do juicing. That's also a good thing to do. But you have to, you know, give your body a break sometimes, you know, replenish yourself. So that's one thing I did. And also about the cancer, you were talking about the cancer, there's another way. It's called an oxygen therapy. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and it's somehow it was outlawed in the U.S. You could go figure that. But yeah, the oxygen therapy is also a good method of getting rid of cancer. And also the apricot seed is another.
Exactly.
B17, right.
The Laetril is excellent. And, you know, that's one thing. I tell people all the time when they say that they've been handed the diagnosis of cancer, I say, listen, and they'll say, well, okay, they want to cut it out. They want to remove my breast. They want to take off my uterus or my cervix or wherever it is, you know. But I always let them know, listen, cancer's in the blood. We got to clean the blood. Got to clean the blood up. And that's something we don't do. We must clean the blood. And Dr. Lorraine Day goes all over the world letting people know that it's in the blood. Even if it lodges in the breast or uterus or wherever, that's because there's some congestion there. And if you remove the breast, then it's just going to travel someplace else. One of the doctors that I studied under, he said, if they tell you that they cured your cancer using poison, which is chemotherapy, or radiation, and they told you that, okay, now it's cured, chances are you never had cancer in the first place because you can't heal the body and kill the body at the same time.
Right.
It's impossible. And it's nothing but poison, and that's what this DVD gets into. In fact, you can go to YouTube and look at a little usurp of it on YouTube, Cut, Poison, and Burn. Everybody needs to take a look at that. I really appreciate you calling in tonight, caller. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us tonight?
That's it for right now. One more question. Now, once you got your master herbologist, how did you go about getting your MD?
Well, I went to school. I decided to go on to school. I went to the Detroit Institute of Natural Health, Michigan Institute of Natural Health, and that's where I also attained my certification as a dry blood cell analysis. And if you'd like more information, I'd love to share the information with you. Give me a call, 734-895-1940. And I'd love to share that with you. What area are you located in?
Cleveland.
Okay. Yeah, no problem, because you can do correspondence. And also, there's also, have you heard of Trinity?
No, I haven't heard of that.
It's a naturopathic school, and they do a correspondence course. So I'd love to share it. I'd love to talk with you more about that, being that you're a health enthusiast and interested in, you know, helping yourself as well as others maintain, regain, and improve their health using natural modalities. That is my passion.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have to call you up. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling.
All right. Thanks.
Okay, guys. So, yeah, I love that astragalus. And now check this out. Astragalus strengthens the immune system. In fact, in recent studies on astragalus extract, researchers tested a group of people and measured the number of their white blood cells that looked old and the number of the white blood cells that looked young. After 3 months of supplementing with astragalus extract, their immune systems acted up to 20 years younger. Isn't that amazing? Astragalus. We should be taking that every single day. Can you give it to your children? You absolutely can. Someone just asked me, can I give it to my kids? Yes, you most certainly can. They're coming in contact with other kids. In fact, that's where the majority of the little colds and things are coming from. From kids coming home, sneezing, touching toys and pencils and sharing it and bringing it right on home. And mama's like standing at the door, hi, little Bobby. Hey, mama, got something for you. You see? So, yes, give it to the kids. Astragalus has been a staple in traditional Chinese medicine because they believe it promotes resilience, good health, and a long life. In fact, the five best-known formulas in Chinese medicine all have astragalus root in them, and all are used to boost what they call the vital life energy, the qi. Get you some astragalus. And listen, know who you're buying your herbs from. Don't just go to some health food store and there's 120 bottles of astragalus and you ask, okay, well, which one should I buy? And she'll say, oh, well, here's a good one. No, that's what I'm here for. Give me a call. I have some of the best astragalus there is in Michigan. I'm not going to say the world. I don't want to exaggerate. But I just, you know, just give me a call. That's what I'm here for. If you have any questions, give me a call. I'm your herbalist. I'm your friendly neighborhood herbalist, your friendly neighborhood ND. That's me, Dr. D. Okay? So mine is astragalus. Now, listen, astragalus has also been used to reverse diabetes, for respiratory problems, for viral infections, for flu, for even common colds, for high blood pressure, for kidney disease, for any type of skin lesions and sores. Oh, here's one. Leprosy, hemorrhoids, spleen ailments, vision and hearing deficiency, asthma, internal bleeding, sweating, fatigue, and insomnia. Astragalus. Yeah, I love it. I love it. I love it. Yes, I do. And you can make you a cup of ginger tea and put you a couple of drops of astragalus extract in it, and it is phenomenal. I love astragalus. Too bad anybody know. Now, you guys know what my favorite immune system builder herb is, and no one chimed on that. Nobody won that 1 ounce bottle tonight. Well, it's okay. But anyway, another one is garlic. I told you tonight I'm having a cup of garlic and ginger tea. Garlic is a powerful, if you feel that during the course of the day, if you feel like you're kind of catching a cold, this is what I want you to do. Before you go to bed at night, eat whatever it is you finish eating, and after you finish rinsing your mouth out or brushing your teeth or whatever you do, then what I want you to do, I want you to take you one clove of garlic, and I want you to take it and put it in your mouth and chew it up and go to bed. Don't put anything else in your mouth. I just want, that's if you feel, and you know how you feel that thing, you say, ooh, my throat is kind of scratchy, and you know the feeling you get when you feel like you're catching something, or you're coming down with something. Don't speak it out. Just get you a clove of garlic, and I'm expecting each and every one of you next week when you come on, I'm going to ask a question. I'm going to ask who went out and bought some fresh garlic. Who's got fresh garlic in the house? Keep fresh garlic in your house at all times. If you don't have anything else in the house to eat, keep you some fresh garlic in the house. I mean it. That's how powerful it is. And before you get ready to go to bed, just chew it up, and swallow. You're a big boy. You're a big girl. You can handle it. You know, yeah, it don't taste all that good, but it will go to work. Garlic is a powerful immune system builder. It's also been used for many centuries as a natural remedy for any kind of respiratory illness. And long before synthetic antibiotics were invented, in fact, check this out. Garlic was the medicine of choice for treating infections because it contained powerful medicinal compounds such as allicin and various other sulfur-containing compounds that ward off any kind of disease. Now, I've had people to tell me that they couldn't tolerate the garlic. But if you can't go tolerate the garlic, then get your onion. You'll have the same effect. I eat garlic or onions every single day of my life, and you should too, because it is powerful. Adding more garlic to your diet or taking garlic supplements is a great way to fortify your immune system to avoid disease. Listen, y'all. The FDA and the big pharma, they ain't playing. You better get serious. All this stuff they want to give you when you go to the hospital half the time, you don't even know what you're getting. You know, you better take serious about taking control of your health. You know, you heard the brother say earlier, the herbalist, that, you know, it's just some crazy things being done. They don't want you to have no nothing. You go to a doctor and you say, listen, if you go to the doctor, because I'm not against doctors, and you all know that, I believe there's a time and a place to go to the doctor. I tell my clients all the time, if you in a car accident, don't have that ambulance to bring you to me. You can't have them to take you to the first hospital it is. And then you call me when these things are better. You call me and we'll get together. You see what I'm saying? But we can't be stupid now. You know what I'm saying? There's times when emergency surgery, but you know what? When you got a cold, that is not the time to run to a doctor and get no antibiotic that's will do nothing for it in the first place. But it does something for their pocket when they write out that prescription for you. See, so we have to know how to use things. My mama, when I was at home, honey, my mama used garlic and stuff. You would have thought she was writing out a prescription. Garlic and onions, and we got so used to it. My mother would make a big old pan of cornbread and put a fresh slice of onion in it. And you hear me salivating, right? It would be like we was eating steak. And we never had coats. We was always running outside. My brothers, they barely wore coats and shoes and things like that in the wintertime. Sometimes they come in and their ears would be so cold, you know, from not having their hats on, being lost, their gloves. We got to take care of ourselves, y'all. Ginger. Ginger is packed with more than a dozen antiviral components. Ginger is an excellent herb for both preventing and treating colds and flu. And that's what I'm drinking now, my cup of ginger. And I got some ginger, and I do my own tea bags. I make my own tea bags. I buy the loose organic ginger, and I fill my own little Muslim tea bags that has no bleach, has not been bleached. And I do them like that. But now if you can't get a hold to any like that, but you can always give me a call, and I can get the tea bags for you, and I can also get the loose ginger for you. But in a pinch, keep you one of the best teas I found in a ginger form is Yogi, Y-O-G-I, and you can get it at the health food store. You can get it at Kroger's, you know, places like that in the natural section. But it's a really good tea. When I say good, I mean that it's really pungent. It's really strong. And that's how ginger should be. So keep you some ginger. And it works exceptionally well at relieving pain. It's also a disinfectant for the body. You heard the brother early talking about cleansing. You know, that's something we do here. We do a mass cleanse for the show 4 times a year. But I do a juice fast once or twice a week, and then I like to fast twice a week, like he said, to give the body a break. We so take our kidneys and our liver for granted. Remember, not too long ago, I did a show on the liver, just talking about how the liver is so taken for granted, and we never think to cleanse it. One herb that I love for cleansing the liver is milk thistle. It is exceptional for cleansing that liver, and the liver loves it. Another one is dandelion. Remember, the liver loves bitter. It loves bitter. Get you some dandelions for those salads. Put you some fresh dandelions in those salads. Your body will reward you by staying healthy. I look in the morning, ever look in the mirror every morning, and I tell that image that I see in the mirror, I say, I love you. I love you, Doris. And I'm doing the very best I can to take care of you. Let me know whatever it is you need to help you feel better or to make you feel better. And I will go to the Father, and we'll get it for you. So, you know, I want to take care of myself. I don't want to be old and sick. So we got to take care of ourselves. Ginger can be taken in a tea, as I just mentioned. It can be brewed into a tincture. You could take it in an extract. It can be chopped and grated and added to food and to drinks. You know, you can. I keep a ginger water on hand at all times. I just get me about 4 or 5 nice clumps of ginger, fresh organic ginger. And I'll boil a big pot of water, and I'll let it boil real good. And then I'll take it off the heat and cut the ginger up in it and put the top on it and let it sit for about 3-4 hours. Sometimes I'll let it sit all day. Excuse me. And then I'll pour it up in nice glass bottles. Save your glass. Glass is becoming extinct. When you go out and you buy these different drinks and things like that to have, and especially the colored glass, save it, and then pour your ginger up in there, and you can just put it in the refrigerator. And if you want some warm, you can drink it warm as a tea, If you want a coal, you can put a little bit of agave in it just to give it a little bit of a sweet taste if that's what you want. You know, and agave is a good sweetener. We don't suggest any kind of sweetener at all in the excess, but agave is a very good, it's low on the glycemic index, and it comes from a plant. It's not processed. It comes from a plant. Get the raw agave. And let's see, Costco's had it. You can get it at Natural Food Patch. Go to my website and look at that nice salad I made out of baby kale on my recipe page. But ginger is awesome. Another one, and this is going to be the last one that I'm going to share tonight, so remember I've shared echinacea, garlic, ginger, and then oregano. Baby, oregano is a potent antibiotic and antiviral herb. Do you hear me? Oregano, and particularly oil of oregano, is another amazing remedy that works particularly well at treating any kind of respiratory illness after it has already formed. After it has already formed. It is awesome. You can mix 5 or 6 drops of oil of oregano in some water, and you can gargle with it. Remember when I said when you feel like you don't say it out, you don't speak it out, but you feel into yourself, feel like I'm kind of, the throat is kind of scratchy, and you're doing that thing, you know the feeling. That's the time to hit it. You gargle with it for instant relief. Or you can drink the entire thing. You could, it's not, after you finish gargling with it, drink it. Drink it down to kill the flu or the cold or a cold in as little as 24 hours. Is that powerful or what? You know, you don't need some kind of so synthetic antibiotic. Do you know that anti means against? And biotic has to do with life. So then what does that mean? What is an antibiotic? It's against life. And I'm going to talk more about that on another show because we need to know the difference between an antibiotic and a probiotic. Because now pro means what? For. So probiotic means for life, and antibiotic means against life. So those are just some things. See, that's why here on Here's to Your Health, it's all about sharing accurate and thorough information that you take and you go out, and we're seed sowers. We go and share it with somebody else. So now, oregano. Oil of oregano can be purchased as a supplement, in a capsule, or gel form. So it's powerful. It is I can't think of anything more powerful than echinacea, astragalus, garlic, ginger, and oregano during these cold and flu seasons. It's just, we got to keep them on hand. We have got to keep these things on hand. I got something I want to share with you tonight. It says, who's in charge? All the organs of the body were having a meeting trying to decide who was the one in charge. I should be in charge, said the brain, because I run all the body systems. So without me, nothing would happen. I should be in charge, said the blood, because I circulate oxygen all over. So without me, you'd all waste away. I should be in charge, said the stomach, because I process foods and give all of you energy. I should be in charge, said the leg, because I carry the body wherever it needs to go. I should be in charge, said the eyes, because I allow the body to see where it is going. I should be in charge, said the bowel, because I'm responsible for waste removal. All the other parts of the body laughed at the bowel and insulted him. So in a huff, he shut down tight. Within a few days, the brain had a terrible headache. The stomach was bloated. The legs got wobbly. The eyes got watery. The blood became toxic. All the organs decided the bowel should be the boss. The moral of the story, some bum is usually in charge. I thought that was cute. I just had to share it with you tonight. And what it made me think of it when the brother was talking about cleansing tonight. I enjoyed his comments tonight. In fact, I enjoyed both comments, the question coming from the first gentleman caller and then the brother, the herbalist. I enjoyed his comments, and I hope he come back on and share with us again sometime. And I just want to take this time to just thank all of you for tuning in. You know what, guys? I didn't get to share with you concerning oil of casuplet, but just jot that down because I want to share with you because oil of casuplet, it has antibacterial properties too, and it's good for clearing any kind of congestion. And we'll talk about that at another time, but you're going to love it. But from me to you, I just want to say thank you for tuning in, and please take care of yourself. Take control of your health. Your health is your wealth. So the little nuggets and the seeds that you've gotten here tonight, take them out. We're soldiers. We're health enthusiasts. Let's take what we learn and share it with somebody else because sharing is caring. Be sure to go to my website, www.4yourgoodhealth.info, or you can always hit me up by email, YBPOE, the letter Y, the letter B, the letter P, the letter O, 411@yahoo.com. I'd love to, I always answer emails from my listeners, so you know what? I'm so excited about 2013. Let's do it. Let's take care of ourselves. You know, let's take good care of ourselves. Let's take care of the ones that we love. But you remember what they say on the airplane? Put your own oxygen mask on first. Before you attempt to help anybody else, put your own oxygen mask on first. People are, for those of us that are health enthusiasts and we're out preaching the word of good health, people are looking at us. And if you're not in good health, why in the world would anybody want to listen to you? So just know that we got to see, we got to ask, and we got to knock. And when we do that, the Lord has promised that he will, if we acknowledge him in all our ways, he'll direct our path. Have a good night, guys. I love you. Come back next week. Let's do it again.
Hello? Hello? Hello?